From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is touring regions of the Gulf that have been hard hit by the BP oil spill, telling residents there things are going to return to normal. Mr. Obama also declared Gulf seafood is safe to eat and said his administration is redoubling inspections and monitoring the situation to make sure things stay that way. The White House now says it appears to have reached agreement with BP for the oil giant to set up an independent multi-billion-dollar compensation fund for people and businesses suffering due to massive oil spill. Two members of Congress detailed five decisions made by BP in which they say the oil company seemed to put profits ahead of safety as it drilled the well that blew out in the Gulf of Mexico. More from NPR's Peter Overby.
The allegations come in a stern 14-page letter to BP corporate chief Tony Hayward. The letter comes from California Democrat Henry Waxman and Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak. They're leading an investigation of the blowout, and the letter cites testimony and documents from the probe. BP managers are quoted expressing concern about being so far behind schedule. One email refers to a risk-reward equation, as the company opted for faster solutions while lining the 2.5-mile well and cementing the liner. A consultant told the committee a decision to skip one cement test was horribly negligent. The letter sets up a hearing Thursday. The lawmakers will ask Hayward to clarify the record. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Waters are receding in Oklahoma City, where 50 residents and motorists were evacuated because of heavy flooding. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
The people of central Oklahoma awoke Monday morning to 10 inches of rain in about 6 hours, which resulted in impassable roads and damage to some homes and businesses. Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett says the metro area isn't prone to flooding, but it's impossible to stop with the amount which fell in such a short time.
We can handle 10 inches of rain, but not when it falls in a six-hour period. You need that 10 inches spread out over a day or maybe 2 days, and it would be fine. But when you get that flow at that point, your infrastructure just can't handle it.
More rain is expected, and Mayor Cornett says he hopes it will be more sporadic to keep the rivers from overflowing. The city's airport has remained open, but some flights were canceled. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Searchers in Arkansas say they've recovered the 20th victim of a flash flood that tore through a remote area last week. Initially, dozens more people were feared missing after several rivers in the area rose rapidly. Captain Mike Quisenberry is incident commander and says even though another victim has been found, they still have some areas to check over the next few days.
We've got several large debris piles in this area that we're concentrating on, and so we want to make sure, to cover all of those before we, start scaling back.
Rugged terrain has complicated search efforts. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 20 points. The Nasdaq gained a fraction of a point. You're listening to NPR. New York-based cable company Cablevision says it has now agreed to pay out $1.37 billion for mid-sized cable TV provider Bresnan Communications. The acquisition will help Bethpage-based Cablevision expand into western states. The purchase follows an auction that involved bids from some of the nation's biggest cable companies. Cablevision also plans to buy back up to $500 million worth of stock in a move to boost its per-share earnings. With around 300,000 subscribers, Bresnan services Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, and Utah. Leaders of Germany and France met in Berlin to have an important European Union summit in Brussels later this week. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the meeting probably did little to assuage fears about ongoing European economic woes.
The European Union is still trying to convince skeptical financial markets that it has a clear and unified strategy for stopping the sovereign debt crisis from spreading, and increased talk of Franco-German political tensions hasn't helped any. It's with that backdrop that Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy tried to put forward a united front with talks and dinner. But the two nations still fundamentally disagree on how best to overhaul EU fiscal governance and stimulate growth. German analyst Daniela Schwarzer says the markets will be watching Thursday's larger EU summit in Brussels for signs France and Germany are on the same page.
It is very important to send clear political signals that the Eurozone reform is underway, and it is. And a Franco-German political consensus on which way to move forward is extremely important to get the other partners on board.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The near-month contract for crude was up $1.34 a barrel to end the session at $75.12 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.